A 101-year-old Texas cowgirl was laid to rest today in Camp Verde, Texas, near San Antonio. Connie Douglas Reeves died 10 days after being thrown from her favorite horse, Dr. Pepper, at the girls' camp where she taught riding for almost 7 decades. Connie Reeves had always been around horses. She once said, "I was sitting on a horse before I could sit up myself." She was the oldest living member of the National Cowgirl Hall of Fame. Here's Connie Reeves speaking last year at Camp Waldemar in Hunt, Texas.
"Sometimes I'll just get on the horse and go down to the river. We have a lot of wild animals here. We'll ride right up and watch the little baby fawn nursing, or watch the little birds in the nest. And I think, as far as I'm concerned, as long as I'm alive, I'm going to be trying to ride a horse. And that's part of being a cowgirl."
Kit Moncrief is president of the board of the Cowgirl Museum and Hall of Fame. She took riding lessons with Connie Reeves when she was a young girl. Ms. Moncrief, this sounds like quite a determined centenarian, and apparently folks at the camp said there was no way you could keep her off a horse if you wanted to. They said there's no way to keep our cowgirl out of the saddle.
"That's right. She rode to the end. She was thrown from her horse, and she wanted him to gallop, and they kept saying, 'No, you don't need to gallop.' And she said, 'Well, yes, I do.' And then she was thrown."
She was apparently joking at the hospital after she was injured, saying that dismount may have been her last, and it was not as graceful as she would have hoped.
"That's right. And the doctors got mad at the people that brought her in and said, 'Why are you letting a 101-year-old woman ride?' And they said, 'Wait a minute. We don't have control over this 101-year-old woman. She rides when she wants to.'"
She had a really interesting life. She was the daughter of a judge, went to law school, and somehow ended up with horses. How did that happen?
"Well, she was the first woman to graduate from the University of Texas Law School.
And then ended up with horses. How did that
happen? Well, the Depression came, and I guess it was hard to find work, probably especially for a woman lawyer, and she married a cowboy who was the head wrangler at this camp, Waldemar, and so they worked together there and taught probably 30,000 children how to ride."
What was she like as a teacher? You studied with her, your mom studied with her, your kids have studied with her.
"Well, she was great. I mean, she was tough but gentle at the same time. I mean, if you made a mistake, you knew it, but it was all right when she corrected you. I mean, everybody just loved her. She was just everybody's hero."
Was there any question that she would be inducted into the Cowgirl Hall of Fame?
"No, she's the perfect person, you know, smart, interesting, and just an inspiration to so many people."
Did she make a speech when she was inducted?
"Yes, she did, and her advice to us all was, always saddle your own horse. I still do." And so it's sort of been the theme in our museum, don't wait for somebody else to do it yourself.
It's either ironic or totally fitting, I suppose, that she died as a result of injuries that she sustained in a fall from her favorite horse, Dr. Pepper.
Right. I don't think she would have wanted it any other way. You know, if she had been sick and couldn't ride, I think that would have been really sad. Now, all she talked about is just her next ride, and she, you know, even last fall she was doing camp outs where they would do several days ride and camp out, and she was very young at heart, always.
Well, Kit Moncrief, thanks for talking with us today.
Well, thank you very much.
Kit Moncrief of the National Cowgirl Museum and Hall of Fame, remembering Texas cowgirl Connie Douglas Reeves. Reeves died Sunday after she was thrown from a horse. She was 101 years old.
"That's a girl. Keep him going. Come on, Luther. Catch you. Oh, your heels aren't down. There, he'll like it better. You keep those heels down."